interview.
Hello and welcome. This is Brilliant with Us. I'm Momotayo Olajeni. Ladies and gentlemen, today I'm moving away from visual impairments and special persons and special discussions. I'm starting a new series this 2024 titled Amazing Couples. Now, it's a topic I'd only always brooded about, but I think I'm forced into this discussion because I just met a couple that struck my attention. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to listen to those I'm speaking with today. I've been speaking with Mr. and Mrs. Olawale Magic Ojumi.
Adewale Magic
Ojumi. Adewale and what's your name?
Olayemi.
Olayemi Magic Ojumi. You know the interesting thing about these people is the most fascinating thing that caught my attention is a couple married and the age difference between the husband and the wife is 6 years apart. You want to guess who is 6 years older? The wife. Well, the first time I heard that, I was amazed. So I just wanted to hear from them. So welcome to my show.
Thank you.
And welcome to my show.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So can you tell me a bit about yourself?
My name is Olemi Magic Odumi. I'm a food scientist. I'm a master's in food science. I've taught before. Right now I'm into insurance. I love cooking. I love sewing clothes. Thank you.
All right. And to the hospital?
Yeah. I'm based for Magic Ojumi Adewale Olakunmi. People call me world artist Magic Ojumi Adewale Olakunmi. It's been God. My being me has been God. It's been God all the way. And love people, good people around me, loving and caring people around me, good people around me.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. So my major reason for having you here today is to talk about you as a couple. I'd say that you're an amazing couple. You'd agree with me.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about your marriage and how you met your wife. And about the age thing, which is the reason you're here.
Well, we met at the platform of God's grace.
Okay.
We met at the platform of God's grace.
Okay.
And that's why I tell people that don't joke with whatever God commits in your hand. That you see, this is God, not you. Actually, the journey of me meeting my wife is long and it's interwoven with some other things around. But to brief it all short, actually, I met my wife when I was one-on-one, the first time I met my wife. I met her in the conference church, conference room in my church, local church. So I met her there first time and I've been looking for her, you know, when a guy, I like a girl and want to be about her, the lady, what have you. And I've been chasing after her about that. But I met her in the world with a prayer conference room, so you have to behave yourself as a brother that you had, I couldn't know you or whatever, as a pastor, whatever, that you know yourself to be, or that God has called to be. So I met her there. I've been looking for her. In fact, going to that conference room, if I went there because one of the prayer coordinator pastors invited me to join that very day there. So I just went in there to join the prayer meeting. I was a member though, so I went in upstairs, I just stepped in. And I saw my wonderful wife stand there. Never, of course, she looked so mature and so bold, so she looked bigger than me. I was thinking this woman would look older than me. I mean, how will I marry such a person? How do I even know if she's married, if she has a baby? How will I get along with her? How will I approach her? A lot of things was going to my mind. What if she has a baby? What if she has married before? What if she's a widower? But I told myself that even let me ask her. What's come to us, I will approach her and then she'll tell me that, no, I'm married. No, I have kids. No, I can't marry you because I say single. I was processing a whole lot of things. But just put all that side behind. I went ahead. I was praying. The thought said, don't talk to her. I will talk to this one. No, I was come to her. She will tell me she's married or she has children or she can't marry me. That was the thought that came to my straight up. I said, okay. So after the program, the church, I could not assess her because she said, don't talk to her. So I left her. I went my way. So later on, I saw her in the church again. I wanted to approach her. The priest told me, don't approach her, leave her, let her be. They were like, my approach, now. That kind of thing now, you got. So I left, just kept quiet. So I was struggling to her because I like her. I like her from a distance. I love her from a distance. I want to be around her from a distance. I never even get into her better, be a better person, you know, all of that. So then at different occasions in the church, I'll see her, the spirit tell me to hold on and don't approach her. So then later on, I saw in you have a cafeteria section of the church where they sell snacks and all that. So I saw her in there. I went to her. The spirit said, don't go. I beg God, go please. Can I just talk to her? At least was just to have a conversation. And I did that. God gave me the grace. I went ahead. I started conversing with her, talking to her. Then at the moment, the spirit said, "Don't, you yeah, move now. Ah, Olugun, move. Ah, this is our Holy Spirit, what? The spirit said, move, move. Ah, I just, I can't even imagine that day now. That day, she'd be thinking, why would I just stop the conversation while she was still talking? I can remember very well, she was eating meat pie and a bottle of, was it not Martina? Martina. Is it Martina, right?
Malt.
We were drinking malt and in a snack, a meat pie that day. She was even asking me, I was asking her that why don't you see again the conference for prayer? She said, she traveled, she's been busy. I said, okay, that's fine. So I want to ask next time by asking her name, I getting to get her number. Because me, I don't know sharp sharp, but I like somebody anyway. So I want to do that. So we say, oh, done. So I just excuse her. I said, okay, thank you, bye-bye. I have my way, I went. So I've been seeing her in several occasions in the church. Each time I want to talk to her, she tell me to hold on. So later on, along the line, that day, to bring those stories just up faster, you do. So one day I was going to my church at, our church has a branch at Langbasa, inside Lekki, inside. So I was going to Langbasa for a church program. I was a member of the evangelism committee in my church then. I was going there for a program. I was a bit of a minister for evangelism, all of that. So there's people around do go evangelism team around the Lekki Ajah area. Langbasa area, rather. So I was in there. We're about crossing to my church. I was rushing down from my house to catch up with the church bus that will pick us there. So and I saw one of my ex lady friend that I've been asking now, dating now, this and that. But she never tell me that she has a friend like that. I never even there, even close. They know each other at all from anywhere. So I started and I stopped. I said, Lagbaja, how far now? A fine girl like you, how far? Good day, what do you do? What are you feeling? Welcome, my friend. I want to know. Because you are AS, that's why you could not marry. Because you are AS and I'm also here. That's why you could not marry. Say, okay, that is true. That's what the lady said. And I said, man, ask her, didn't you have a lady friend, a friend that is AS, but I remember you are AA and I'm also A. You are AS and I'm also AS. Don't you have a friend that is AA? That we could go, that I could do a match or link up me, with me for, that we just get married. And she said, she has a friend. My wife picture just comes straight to my head, boom. But I never saw her together. I never saw her with that. I never saw her together for any reason. I never knew they ever meet, they ever know themselves. So that thought came to my head. I just like I saw a picture, like my virtual picture with my wife. The thought came to my head straight again. Somewhere around in the other thought came and said that they know themselves. She can't be the one. I said, no, you can't be the one. I was thinking she can never be the one, though. That was my thinking. My daddy told me that, okay, don't worry, say that she will get the number to me later. I shouldn't worry. So that's, and later I called lady for a very longer time than to brief those short. That's how. Later, the lady gave me his number, and from there, I called her. And when I called her, the lady actually helped. She helped by talking to her. If I did, she, my heart didn't stress me at all, because the lady has told her a whole lot about me, everything she needs to know about me. So by now, I'm meeting my wife, it was so much, much more easier. She just told her, okay, this and that. When I met my wife, I said, okay, from so and so, she has told me this, she has told me that, okay, that and this, we met at the E3, everything was done there, and we said the issue down. That's how it was all done. And so Jenny was a wonderful one.
Okay, so let me get Mr. Magic's perspective. My focus basically is the 80 friends.
Okay.
Tell me, how did you feel? I mean, 6 years older than your husband? That sounded really...
Well, actually, the experience I've been having experience with other decent people that were older than for some time now. I've gotten used to that concept for some time now that I'll marry someone that I'm older than. Right. I'm just kind of the last born, so I don't really have that... How do I put it? Dominant attitude towards men. So I've been having that feeling I'm marrying a man that's older than. Mm-hmm. I've been meeting men for some time.
As much as 6 years?
Yes.
Did the age bother you?
No, it didn't bother me at all.
So were you able to flow with each other?
Yes, I was.
So were you not bothered that, okay? Because by default, maybe his friends will probably be your younger cousin's friends. Did you think that was going to be
an issue? I never even thought of that.
And in your opinion, I mean, you guys have been married for a while now.
Yes.
Has it been fine? Almost,
yes, very, very, very fine.
And so you're happy
We are very happy.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I must say that I'm here. And I must be honest with you, when I was told I was going to meet a couple like that, I was really worried for who I was going to meet in the woman. But I'll say to you that being married for a while, I can tell, or whether or not you're married, when you see a happy couple or a couple that looks like they gel, you can tell. See, I've been here for a few hours and I can tell that I didn't want to leave. The environment between these two people feels so calm, feels so loving. You'll be amazed. And I think she's right. Okay, I just want both of you to validate this. I see a lot of similarities in both of you. Do you agree with me?
People have been telling us the same thing.
Despite the fact that one seems like witty, I think your husband is more on the talking side and you're quiet.
Yes.
But am I agree?
I'm also a quiet type. Am I not?
Not at all.
I'm a quiet type, though. Interesting. Also, I don't talk outside except we engage in a conversation.
So, will I be right to say that both of you are quite similar in a lot of ways?
Yes, you'll be right.
And you're very comfortable with him.
Yes,
wittiness. Doesn't bother you.
Yeah.
The talkativeness you enjoy, and our quietness.
Since I'm quiet, it takes all the environment for me.
And you enjoy it.
I enjoy it.
Okay, now an interesting side. Are you worried that maybe sometime, maybe if your husband meets a younger person, are you worried that
something? Never crossed my mind.
It's never crossed your mind.
Never.
So it means you're just fine with your decision,
yes.
And you know God is here with
you. Yes.
Okay, so were your family members worried, Mr. Magic, to me that you're going to marry a lady 6 years older than you?
Yes, before my mother passed away, what my mom asked me was, when she asked about the age, you know, mommies all over the world, around the world, that knows that Yoruba mother, you know, those people that. Wally, be careful that she to ba feton she ko ni ma she be.
And what did you say?
I'm coming, sorry. My mom, like, once if I get married to her, I hope she will not be feeling like she's older than me. And by all standard, I tell people around that my wife is not my mid level. She's older than me in all ways. She's not my mate. She's older than me. She's well read than me for now. She in all ways, but experience, exposure, that me and now we are not in the same level. I'm exposed in the street side, but man, I grew up in the street. But she's not.
When your mom met her, what did she feel?
When my mom met her, the advice she gave me was the same thing she told her before she passed on. First, she even asked her to come and see her, that she should come and see her.
What did she say?
She just tell her that when I'm angry, that she be calm. Do you remember?
Yes.
That she be calm.
Yes.
That I'm not common. I'm not like every child around. That by then she be raising that yes, she gave birth to me. I was already dead. I'm dead. I had the operation in my tummy that was so serious that doctor has declared me dead.
I need to add a shock. Okay.
So that is that, and I'm telling you. So my mom advised her personally that she still hold on, that she should not, that she shouldn't share. But basically, what my mom told me, that just become with me.
But when she saw, did the age become an issue when she?
And when she saw, she said, ah.
No, but when she spoke to her, did she feel like that?
She or my mom?
When your mom spoke to her, did she have a different impression?
No, my mom is a blunt person. I pick after my mom. She will tell you.
What did your family feel, Ms. Magic?
As long as I was okay with it, they were okay with it.
And when you met his family, did they look okay with you?
They did.
I'm with you guys right now, and I feel very okay with you guys.
Thank you.
I said there are certain couples you meet, you know that these ones are wrong.
Right.
With due respect to those who are listening to me, I may not be the judge of wrong marriages, but there are some couples you meet, you go like, what are these ones doing together? Or these guys had no business. This is a couple that, I must be honest with you, I'm so comfortable. The environment is so warm. I can bet you that I'm tempted to say to Magic that you took a very, very good decision.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I may not be the best judge, but I think it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, on this note, we're going to call this show a day. It's been amazing marriages, amazing couples, and I've been speaking with Olawale Magic Otumi and
Adewale
and Olayemi Magic Otumi. I was interchanging your name, Mr. and Mrs. Amazing couple with about 6 years difference in age. And lovely. I think they think alike. They're probably the same age in mind. The difference is just in the figure.
Yes,
am I correct?
Yes,
so thank you very much for being here.
They look alike.
And they look alike, both in face, as I understand, and both in behavior. And interestingly, Mr. Magic Otumi is an artist. You guys should visit his gallery. You want to tell us where your gallery is located?
My gallery is located as LSDBC, Diocesan Estate, Block 60, Flat 6. Diocesan Estate, Lagos, Nigeria.
And I can describe that gallery as an amazingly fascinating one. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Mamata Oladeni. Thank you.
Enjoy.
His phone number is
08032193931.
Okay, thank you.